This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Rosa, R-O-S-A, first name Rosa, R-O-S-A, last name Vega, V-E-G-A, date of birth, February 22nd, 1970, patient seen for Michelle Balderas, PA-C, at ANH Clinic and Solution Medical Clinic of Denton. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 58-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She is actually 57-year-old. I'm sorry. She does not smoke. She does not drink. She recently had UTI causing frequency, urgency and burning while urinating. And now she is on antibiotic from today. She is referred here because of low platelet. Her past medical history includes history of hypertension, history of GERD, and history of hypothyroidism, as well as history of anxiety. She's on Celexa 10 milligram, Losartan 25, Pentaprazole 40 milligram, and for hypothyroidism she takes levothyroxine 88 milligram. New paragraph. She says she has had low platelet for last few months. Physical exam, she is 5 feet tall, weighing 105, blood pressure 125/62. Eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Heart lab on April 11, her platelet count was 76,000. On February 1, her platelet count was 121. When we checked her CBC, her WBC was 5.5, hemoglobin 12.4, platelet was 102,000, her TSH was normal, iron was normal, B12 was normal, ferritin was normal, ANA was negative, hepatitis profile was also negative. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytopenia. Cause unclear, most likely chronic ITP. Most likely acute on chronic ITP, that is immune thrombocytopenic purpura. New paragraph recommendations. We should go ahead and give her a trial of steroids, which I will call in a prescription, and then we will recheck the CBC in 2-3 days after she completes 10 days of steroids. If the platelet shows response, most likely it is ITP. However, if platelet count doesn't change, we may have to go to bone marrow aspirate and biopsy. Prior to that, however, I will do ultrasound of the abdomen to rule out hypersplenism secondary to metabolic liver disease. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Rosa Vega.